T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To be quite honest, now that I'm hearing it, Sia, I hate her. Listen to her, because she goes, "Pretty good to shoot your boot." Like, she can't. If you're gonna sing, open your mouth. Play this into the start of this song again. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Listen. Open your damn mouth.
She's speaking a different language.
I like it, man.
I hate her. Now that I really think about it.
She's a mumble singer.
I'm not going to open my mouth too much. 1, 2, 3.
Sing it.
1, 2, 3. Let's give that to DBJ this year. Should we play the DBJ garbage?
Oh, man.
I'm so mad at him.
I haven't heard it.
I think we have to.
Oh, my chandelier.
That's a good song, though. You don't do it right. She might not do it right, but you're not doing it right either.
I think I nailed it.
That whole cover your face thing isn't gonna have no legs.
It's stupid.
Yeah. She unleashes that face every now and again when the wind blows.
I just DM Rob Pizzola. I said, "You still like Hamilton tonight at -9? Because he had told us -8 when he was on. He said, "Anything short of double digits is good." So we're betting Hamilton.
I'm with you.
Got ourselves a CFL bet tonight. We're going to chase that Hurricanes loss.
We sure do, because that cut me deep when I got home.
Woo! It was not fun last night. So every year we have Don Bailey Jr. work some pop culture, funny lines into the broadcast. I didn't think he'd do any last night. I said to you, Dave and Buster's, I go, "Well, I guess DBJ's not going to be able to work in any lines." Because, I mean, they were down 27-3 at one point. Like, you don't feel like being silly, even if Miami scores, which they did. Like, but what did I say to him before the season? What do I say every season? I go, just work these lines into the broadcast subtly.
Apropos of nothing.
Apropos
you tell him
of
that
nothing.
Every year.
Don't give it any context. Don't just rattle off lines because we gave. Just find a place to work them in. Had they finished this game last night and DBJ said I couldn't work in any funny lines, there was nothing to laugh at, would have totally understood.
Yeah.
Would have totally understood.
For sure. You're down 27-3 at half. Yes, we would have understood.
So what's the...
So he did the steal my soap one.
Okay, so play this. This is a some southerner in Kentucky. Is Kentucky the South?
Yeah.
So he got his apartment or house broken into by a meth head, and But I want to play the whole sound of this guy. Do you have it? The whole sound of this guy?
Trying to find it now.
All right.
I have it. Yeah.
So he's being interviewed on TV, and he's talking about this meth head broke into his house, and it must have been a bad batch of meth.
Here in Floyd County, there's a bad batch out there.
And he calls him a rogue, which is funny. But then he can't believe that he stole his cheese grater and his soap. It's a great interview.
Must have been a bad batch around here because Floyd County went crazy in the last 4 days. When I finally got down here to the house to look, see what happened, the door was standing wide open. It looked like he was packing up for a yard sale when he come out. He was lying, throwing his hands and saying stuff like, "I didn't do it, I didn't do it." You know how rogues do, and blaming on everybody else. He did pull a gun on me when I got back around the house because I guess he thought I was upset with him. Who steals a cheese grater? He's got the worst Lysol. He stole an empty bottle of spray.
Spray.
What got me the most was my soap.
My soap.
He stole my soap.
He stole my soap.
Who steals soap?
So that's the line we gave DBJ. He stole my soap. Who steals soap? And he did it in a fashion that, and then what's the other line that we gave him?
The 21 Savage, Post Malone.
Right. So now I'd given
how
him.
You got a 12 car garage and you only got 6 cars.
How you got a 12 car garage when you only got 6 cars? I've been fascinated with this 21 Savage line since the Post Malone song came out.
2 years now,
right? How you got a 12 car garage when you only got 6 cars? And so what do I tell DBJ all the time? Don't just throw the line out there. Don't rattle them off one after another. Like, just, yeah, and if you don't get them this week, you'll get them the next week. And so what did he do, Falero? He
come back from commercial break, come and back Joe from, just throws it to him.
Right, come back from commercial break, and it's like, oh, I got to say these lines, and I'm just going to rattle them off.
Trailing 33-3 to LSU. How you doing over there, DBJ?
Feel like he stole my soap. Who steals soap, Joe?
Well, apparently LSU's been able to steal everything in sight here tonight. Stole the soap and stole our hearts.
It's like having a 12-car garage when you only got 6 cars.
That one came off a little flat.
It makes no sense. It makes no sense.
I feel like he stole my soap. Who steals soap, Joe? It's like having a 12-car garage when you only got 6 cars.
6 cars.
It is just so bad.
I haven't heard it. It was funny to me.
It's terrible. I mean, he does such good work. Why throw it away like that?
He warmed. Like, Malik had a tough game. I think DBJ has to warm up, get used to his new season.
Trailing 33-3 to LSU. How you doing over there, DBJ?
Feel like he stole my soap. Who steals soap, Joe?
Well, apparently LSU's been able to steal everything in sight here tonight. Stole the soap and stole our hearts.
It's like having a 12-car garage when you only got 6 cars.
That one came off a little flat.
Yeah, and come on. Did you make that into a song?
I tried my best.
Pulling on the tracks and now she's screaming out no miles.
It's like having a 12-car garage when you only got 6 cars.
It was brutal. It's like
terrible.
It didn't give me anything to work
it's
with.
So bad.
Pulling on the tracks and now she's screaming out no miles. They like savage.
It's like having a 12-car garage when you only got 6 cars.
Come on.
I had to slow it down.
DBJ. Come on, man.
Tough outing.
Feel like he stole my soap. Who steals soap, Joe?
It's not the line. Like, how emphatic was I when he was on with us? Like, don't change the line. Don't.
And people don't see what you send to them. Capital letters. You'll even put a whole bunch.
Like
I bet cars.
Mark.
You put C-A-A-A-A-A-A-R.
I do anything to help him out. Nothing. You get nothing
in return.
It's
like having a 12-car garage when you only got 6 cars.
It's like having a 12-car garage. You only got 6 cars.
Malik ain't plan on throwing 2 interceptions. DBJ didn't plan on doing what he did.
Just, feel know. Like he stole my soap. Who steals soap, Joe?
That was 2 interceptions.
Who's our Nkosi Perry? If Don Bailey Jr. is Malik Rozier, who's our Nkosi Perry? Is it Josh Darrow?
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Right? Because it can't be Joe. Joe's Mark Richt.
So we're going to start giving Darrow our calls?
I mean, that would be great if they go down to the field for some insight. Let's go down to Josh Darrow. Let's get some insight on what's happening out there. Hey, who steals soap? Who stole my soap?
I feel like he stole my soap. Who steals soap, Joe?
No, man, we're not going to bench Malik Rozier right now. We're about to just get him right for next week.
I'm just wondering, because I always talk about, you know, they should have had some competition behind Ryan Tannehill to raise his game. Are we babying Don Bailey Jr. by not having any competition behind him?
I think we are.
It's like having a 12-car garage when you only got 6 cars.
I mean, if I gotta watch that as game film, I may have to pull the plug.
You know what? He's getting complacent on us.
Might be getting complacent.
That's a heck of a point, man. We're not coaching right.
Interesting. See if Josh Darrow's up for the challenge, Falero.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.